Welcome to another Marvel podcast. I'm your host, Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Ivan Sida.
And today, we are talking about Moon Knight, Season 1, Episode 6, Gods and Monsters. As Moon Knight joins the fray, Mark, Steven, and Khonshu must work together to stop Amit. But before we get into Moon Knight, I know Multiverse of Madness is out. Overseas and stuff. It's out today in Europe. And the Rotten Tomatoes score is also out. So, Yvonne, can you please inform us right now with how many reviews? Or how many reviews are there right now for Multiverse Madness
on Rotten Tomatoes? Reviews?
It should tell you. When you scroll up.
Yeah, I got it. 180 reviews.
Oh, you're at 180. All right, I'm at 177 when I see it, and what's the tomato meter?
78%.
All right, so that's good. And the critics' consensus reads as Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness labors under the weight of the sprawling MCU, but Sam Raimi's distinctive direction casts an entertaining spell. 79% for an MCU movie is lower tier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have 180 people in a room and 78% of those people like that movie,
mm-hmm.
That's like 140 people who like that movie.
Hmm.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. I'm not going to go into spoilers on Multiverse Madness. I know there are spoilers out there. There are certain cameos that I've seen the leaks for. Von, you've not seen the leaks, thank God. So, basically, what I'm going to say right now. Yeah, what I'm going to say right now is I'm not going to talk about anything story-based or plot-based for the movie. And also for our before and after show on Friday, I will be... Mm-hmm. Making predictions based on plot. Not on cameos, but on plot. And also the reason why I felt okay with, like, looking at those leaks is because I knew they were cameo-based.
Mm-hmm.
I do not consider cameos to be spoilers. Because I knew about Toby and Andrew going into No Way Home. I knew about that.
Yeah, I unfortunately scrolled too far down the IMDb page.
That moment, though, when Andrew ran through that portal,
mm-hmm.
That's one of my favorite moments ever.
Didn't feel any less special. He was still beautiful.
It didn't. It was beautiful. That's why I don't care about cameo spoilers. I don't consider them spoilers, you know? I was spoiled on Tony Stark's death in Endgame. And I didn't know how it happened. I just knew that it happened. You know? So, it's more about the build-up and the circumstances surrounding what happens. Like, I consider Toby being stabbed a spoiler, or Andrew saving MJ a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact they're in the movie, I don't think that's a spoiler.
Yeah.
But I know other people disagree, so I'm not going to be talking about that. But any prediction I make will be story-centric that I do not have any insider information on. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is that things that I say are going to be based on spoiler-free things I've heard from friends of mine who've seen the movie. From friends of the show who have seen the movie. Who are at that premiere. They're like, they did not give me specifics, but they're like, Wanda's going to do some stuff in this movie.
Mm.
The whole question of like, the question of who's the villain of the movie. Now, no one outright told me this, but it's Wanda. It's always been Wanda. Wanda's the villain of this movie.
Society.
So yeah, 79% though. That's a good score. That's a good score for Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what the reviews are saying do not go into this movie expecting cameo here, cameo there, so many cameos. Do not expect that. Don't expect that. There are, what I'm hearing is there are a few good surprises. There are a few good surprises. I don't know if that's, I don't know that that's limited to the Illuminati, or if it's stuff outside of the Illuminati. I hope there's some other stuff outside of the Illuminati. I'd like to be surprised with certain characters that pop up, you know? Like, don't get me wrong. I love a good surprise in a movie. But I'm not going to be mad at myself for it. You know, if I find out, I don't know, say Ben Affleck's Daredevil is in the movie, and he's not, but say Ben Affleck's Daredevil is in this movie, and I find out about that, I'm not going to be sad that I know that, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll be cheering all the same, and it probably won't be at all, because that movie's ass. So, yeah. Expect a horror-filled mess honestly is what I think I'd say. And that's the other thing, I don't want to make excuses as to why people don't like the movie. Mm-hmm. But most of the reviews that I'm reading are like, it doesn't necessarily feel like the rest of the MCU, and that's understandable for why you would then give it a poor review. If there's a movie and you think it's going to be one thing and it's something else, that's going to affect your perception of it, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm going in with my expectations tempered a bit, not because of cameos, but due to, like, I'm hearing that the story's not spectacular, you know, like I'm hearing that the story is fine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll just have to see. Yvonne, we'll find out in what we'll find out like 46 hours or so when we see this movie on Friday night.
Nice.
I cannot wait. I'll tell you. I cannot wait. I've got to make sure that my variant jacket still fits. You know? Mm-hmm. Because it's been a little bit since No Way Home. I'm not sure if it's still going to fit me. Hope it does. I really hope it does.
Really strange growth spurt since then?
No, it's just I've been like working out a lot more. So.
Oh, that's true.
And it was like
half of my body.
It was. Yeah, it was kind of like a bit of like a slim fit to begin with. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see what happens then. But yet still, man, I can't wait. And I know Hagen's super excited to see with us. Mm-hmm. Alex is going crazy. Alex is literally going insane with anticipation for this movie.
That seems like him. He's very enthusiastic about such things.
It's also just because the fact that Wanda.
Yeah.
Like, Alex has... Alex doesn't have the self-control to delete TikTok and YouTube and Twitter. Mm-hmm. For a couple days.
Okay.
So, Alex does know some story spoilers.
Oh.
He does know some story spoilers. I don't know.
I'm very like, active on those social medias. I know nothing.
And Alex is like, oh my god, I want to show you this, but I can't because I know like you care about story more than cameo. I'm like, now you know how it feels. Now you know how it feels. Because, Yvonne, like, you and I will talk about stuff that I know. I don't talk about that with Alex because Alex will talk about it. Alex will talk about it.
Yeah, I don't really mention spoilers out of, like, our conversations.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. All right. Oh, multiverse. Stouffer's Madness. We're so close. We're so, so close. You can taste it. You can taste that little bit of chaos on the tip of your tongue.
What would chaos magic taste like?
That's a good question. I don't know. Oh, the other thing. The score for the movie came out today. Mm-hmm. Danny Elfman kills it with the music. My God. Danny Elfman's score is fantastic.
Is he Team Motion?
Yeah. So there's one track in there called They'll Be Loved. Mm-hmm. And that just confirmed 100% a theory that I've been saying throughout 14 months now since the end of WandaVision. Now look, I've been saying for almost 3 years since this movie was announced, Wanda will be the villain. Yvonne, can you confirm that? I've been saying that for 3 years, that Wanda will be the villain in this movie. I've been saying that since this movie was announced at San Diego Comic-Con 3 years ago, that Wanda's going to be the main villain. But for 14 months, I've been saying, ever since the WandaVision finale, this movie's going to be about Wanda searching for her kids. That's going to be one of the catalysts. And, man, this track called They'll Be Loved, it doesn't take much to put two and two together here that who's they? Who's they? It's Billy and Tommy. Mm-hmm. So that, oh, I'm just imagining a scene. I'm imagining a scene where Wanda can bring her kids home, like what Kingpin was trying to do in Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. you know? But she can't. It's going to be so sad. Oh my God. Do you think Vision's in this movie?
That's a toughie.
Do you think Paul Bettany?
I think Paul Bettany's voice might appear.
New stuff or old stuff? Because, like, I'm talking, do you think Paul Bettany got a Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness paycheck?
I think old new audio, old visuals.
Oh. So you think we'll hear... That's interesting. That's really interesting. That's a really cool concept. I like that a lot. Anyway, well, we'll find out in 2 days. We'll find out in 2 days. I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. My God, I cannot wait. So, yeah, you want to talk about Moon Knight?
Oh, yes. That's the original thing for this podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about the season finale. Spoiler-free thoughts. What'd you think?
I thought it was okay. Not the strongest. But in general, it was a solid episode. Again, you can't really say much without spoiling the whole thing. Because it's Moon Knight, all of the spoilers. But I think this was a pretty, like... It stuck the landing. The ending was good compared to a lot of the Disney Plus shows.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Here's what I'm going to say. I liked it. I didn't love it. I think this is probably the worst. It's probably the weakest of our 6 episodes of Moon Knight. Mm-hmm. But man, the rest of the show is fantastic. And here's the other thing. I think episode 5 was probably the best episode of a Disney Plus show that we've gotten from Marvel. This was the most entertaining.
Okay.
This episode, the fifth episode of Loki. For the fifth episode of Loki, where they're in the void. That one was really entertaining. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a smile on my face the whole time when I was watching that episode. I did this morning.
Yeah.
This episode was so much fun. Mm-hmm. There were a couple of things I have a problem with.
Okay.
That big post credits twist makes no sense given the rest of it. Like, given episode 5, the post credits twist makes no sense whatsoever.
Yes, it also felt very like Cartel. That's the only way I can say it. It felt like the ending of a Cartel movie.
You know what? I'm going to say, because I'm going to assume that you wouldn't click on this podcast if you hadn't seen the episode. Here's what I'm going to say. This felt very Taxi Driver.
It did, but it's a limo.
Man, that's a great movie. Taxi Driver's a great movie. It's just such a good movie. It felt very Taxi Driver. So I feel like with that, we get into the spoiler section. What's the spoiler, really? I mean, it's the finale of a Disney Plus show, which means that they wrap up all the plots of episode 5. Episode 6 is just fight, fight, fight.
That's true.
Which is a little bit disappointing, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the only real spoiler that we got, you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
Is that, like, Layla becomes an avatar for a brief afternoon.
Dude, that was awesome.
That little girl saying, "Are you an Egyptian superhero?" Oh, I thought that was so cute.
That was great. Now, okay. While I loved seeing Layla become the Scarlet Scarab, I loved that was great. The context behind it made no sense.
True. You're not wrong.
Because we're supposed to assume that Toweret is just the one god who happens to not have an avatar, and guess what? She's there. And also, if they all have... Now, don't get me wrong. I loved seeing Layla as Scarlet Scarab. I thought it was great. That was one of my favorite parts of the episode. But the context behind it just felt a little bit cheap.
Yeah, it was a bit rushed.
It wasn't rushed. It was just...
It felt like a Power Rangers episode.
A little bit. Also, are we supposed to assume that all the avatars, not the anime, not the blue people, which, by the way, we're getting a trailer for Avatar the Way of Water on Friday night, Yvonne.
Oh, I completely forgot about that, to be honest.
Yeah, so we have to get to the theater early because they are debuting the Avatar trailer with Multiverse of Madness. We kind of have to get there early.
They're stopping to get some manga, please show blood.
I have no idea what the hell you just said.
Exactly. That's what Steven's accent is, and I love it.
Later's gay is... He dropped the later's gators there at the end. I love that. That was awesome. Later's gay is... I love Steven so much. Anyway. And you know what? I've said the Scarlet Witch suit at the end of WandaVision is one of my favorites in the MCU.
Yeah.
Because of what it represents also. Because that suit represents you can have a character be sexy without sexualizing them. Right?
Very true.
That's Scarlet Scarab. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Man, these Disney Plus show, like, suits and stuff, I think are great. They're great. They're awesome.
I don't know if that's comic accurate, because I have no idea what...
Oh, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Like.
Well, Levon, you are the producer of the show. You can look that up.
That is very true.
Okay. What else? Oh my god. Thousands of people died in Cairo.
Yes.
Instantaneously.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know what I thought in the moment?
What?
Now this. This is an Avengers level threat.
Yeah, yeah. It's a guy.
Yes.
It doesn't really... Like, if I zoom, he doesn't have wings. He just shoots lasers out of his hands. And he's fighting Captain America in this photo for some reason.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. He just has a scarab on his abdomen. A very, very strong symbol.
Yeah. So maybe not entirely comic accurate, you know.
Yeah, you know.
But still looked awesome. This still looked awesome.
Yes, definitely.
Does
this thing, yeah, I think so, we'll get to Hawkwoman in the MCU.
Maybe. Yeah, so thousands of people just were killed in Cairo instantaneously. You'd think the Avengers would show up.
That's true. When you saw a large purple light on the top of the Pyramid of Giza, you know.
No, two giant Egyptian kaijus battling it out.
But do you think only avatars could see them?
No. I don't, actually. But let's right now think about where are all the Avengers right now. Okay, right now, all the Avengers. And obviously, it's not all at the same time, but still. In the last little bit, the Avengers are enslaving a town in New Jersey.
Yeah, just every Sunday activities.
Yeah. Destroying the multiverse with an alternate version of themselves.
Yee.
Fighting a mega soul sucker in Tao Lao.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, we have a group of like 7 or 8 heroes right now who are literally stopping a god from being birthed from the Earth's core.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man is on vacation.
Yeah, but they wouldn't intervene.
Yeah. Hawkeye is watching a play, and Sam and Bucky are fixing a boat.
Very good use of time.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, that's where all the Avengers are right now. But, oh, and Doctor Strange is helping a high school kid break open the multiverse also. Mm. Oh, also, Kevin Feige kind of confirmed to us who broke the multiverse.
Hey.
Who do you think it was? Move on.
Wanda.
He kind of confirmed that it was Loki and Sylvie who broke the multiverse.
Not unbelievable.
Because they set this all into motion, right?
True, yeah.
They set it all into motion because he who remains, the absence of he who remains, is what allowed Strange's spell to go wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, because I have a feeling that that is the, that's probably not in the sacred timeline.
Yeah.
It's probably not in the sacred timeline. So, yeah. It's all Sylvie's fault. Basically, is what I'm trying to get here. The multiverse is Sylvie's fault.
Man.
What else do I really like in this episode? Because it's going to be a short episode. Because, like, the thing with these, like, big finales is there's less speculation. So we kind of remove half the show.
Yeah.
Right?
One thing is, and the reason I said it felt like Power Rangers is because it was a kaiju fight.
That was awesome. That was kaiju fight cool. Was awesome.
A tad bit slow. But still,
well, different. Yeah, they're huge. I mean, you have the same thing in the Ant-Man movies where you have Giant Man show up, right? Like, the MCU has established that that giant figures will move slower.
Differently.
Yeah. I really loved the moment where who was it? Oh yeah, where Steven and Mark are just alternating on the battlefield.
Oh, that was fun.
And you just like you have one and it's Mark.
Remember the collector that was in Cairo?
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was a bit jarring to see. I wasn't a terribly big fan of how they did that.
They got impaled.
Yeah.
Just a light wound.
We didn't even talk about this. Steven's back.
Yeah.
Steven's back.
Because they fixed that. It wasn't even an issue for a quarter of a total episode.
Exactly.
No repercussions.
Here's another thing. How is Steven so good at fighting now?
He knows the way. That's it. He knows what
to do. Knows the way. He just knows what's going on. He just knows what's up.
Exactly. He's just doing his best.
Yeah.
Just doing his best. Committing crimes. All
right. Do you want to get in that post-credit scene now?
I do want to get in that.
Because I feel like we've touched... Oh, you know what? No, there was one fantastic scene in this episode.
Yeah?
When we first see Amit. And Harrow... Harrow is a man who believes in his conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see... Because Harrow sees Amit. And he goes, judge me. Judge me. And Amit knows that he's unworthy. He knows she knows that he's unworthy.
Mm-hmm.
But she still's like, no, you're going to be my avatar. So that scene was great. But speaking of avatars, if all the avatars have superpowers, how was Harrow going to take out...
Cyrus had, that's it.
How was he able to take out all of them in, like, 5 seconds?
Plot armor. Actually, they don't fight. Yeah. They're just observers.
But still, they should still have the abilities.
Like, they all have, I think, like, super strength or something.
But still, you know, this just was lazy. All wraps up all nice and neatly. Mark and Steven are no longer Moon Knight, but guess who is? Jake Lockley.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of this post-credits scene. Because it doesn't make sense within the logic that the show had already given us in episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
Purely because of, how could the skills have balanced then? Because it seemed like what they were going for was, was more of like, no, you cannot have any alters. It can only be the host, and that is Mark.
Well, there is no host. It is just alters.
Well, yes, but how they're doing it is, how it seems like they're doing it is through alters in terms of, like, oh, well, maybe it's like last alter standing, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe. So maybe, I mean, I'm totally sure. I just thought it was kind of lazy because, like, your souls have balanced now. There's another alter there.
And talk about it, just talking through dead people.
And also, the fact that Mark and Steven have no knowledge of Jake, that doesn't mean Tauret has no knowledge of Jake. Right?
I mean, yeah.
It's... It that just felt lazy.
Hmm.
That was lazy. Not rushed. Lazy. So do you think we could be getting a season 2?
I think we can. I mean, they said season finale in a couple of their tweets.
Now here's the thing. The show's been submitted to the Oscars, or the Emmys, as a limited series. So they can't do season 2.
Mm.
And honestly, as much as I love the show, I'm okay with that. This was a great standalone story. Yeah. And I want to see Moon Knight pop up again. Again and again and again. He's easily a top 15 MCU character for me now. Easily top 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's not very high. Do you know how many characters are in the MCU? That's very high.
Yeah.
We're up to, what, like 45 superheroes now in the MCU? Across the Avengers and the Guardians and the Eternals. Like, there are so many superheroes in the MCU right now.
Especially the Eternals. They added so much.
There are 10 Eternals, and that movie also has Black Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 11, and Blade. So there you go. That movie introduces us to 12 new heroes. Even though it's only Blade's voice, and we don't actually see Black Knight's armor. Which, I have to eat my words a bit, because I said we will probably see some Eternal stuff in the show. And we didn't see any Eternal stuff in the show. But anyway, yeah. I really don't have anything else to say about Moon Knight finale. I really liked it. I liked it. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's probably going to do it. Yvonne, do you have anything else to say on this podcast?
Why would
take those a no?
What?
Wait, sir.
Why would Tawedit, a hippo, give their avatar steel wings?
Well, why doesn't the Moon Knight suit will look like a dead bird.
But it flies like a bird.
Still. They fly now.
That flying scene, that was pretty cool.
That was cool. I like how to do that.
Of the night.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have much else to say. Do you have anything else to say, Yvonne? At this point now?
No, I think I'm good. The series overall was really fun.
Yeah, this is probably my second favorite of the Disney Plus shows. The first is WandaVision. Because I rewatched WandaVision and Loki this weekend. WandaVision is way better than Loki. As much as I really like Loki. Loki's my third favorite. Mm. You know what? How my ranking goes right now is WandaVision, Moon Knight, Loki, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Hawkeye. Hmm. How does yours go?
I'd have to think mine over, but I think my top three right now, WandaVision, Moon Knight. Honestly, I'd put Falcon and Winter Soldier at three.
That's fair. I think Falcon and Winter Soldier was really good. I thought it was a really good show. But I know that might be over Loki. I have to rewatch The Fat Twist. I'll have to rewatch that one. So, yeah, thank you guys just so much again for listening. We'll be back on Friday with our before and after for Multiverse Madness. Sunday is going to be our full spoiler 2-hour review of the film. I can't wait. I really can't wait, guys. Star Wars fans, if you're a Star Wars fan, go and check out Tusken Radio, where we also just did our Obi-Wan Kenobi trailer breakdown, which was awesome, by the way. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Ivan Sila.
Oh, you know what? We'll talk about it on the next one. But there's some feedback we didn't get to. Laters, gators.